Welcome, dear listeners, to the Moment of Truth, a moment to listen, to reflect, and to find solace in the Word of God. Whether you're at home, in your car, or taking a quiet moment, join Prophet Emmanuel Osiakoto as he delves into the sacred scriptures and explores the profound teachings of God that light up our path.
If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault, just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over. But if he will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. So in the place of marriage, when there's conflict and the two of them cannot solve each other, if one makes the effort to bring one in check and the one is not allowing that, that is when you bring in two or three others. Whenever there's a resistance for other authorities to step in or witness to step in, it means that now that marriage will never be gone. Yeah, he will treat it as a pagan marriage. It will go retrieve his grace from heaven from that marriage. It was a chaos. Now, in that marriage, those that will suffer will be the children. Greatness in heaven. So, in the place of marriage, there must be two or three witnesses when the two of them cannot agree. To bring wisdom, to bring balance. Because there are two realities with each other. This one thinks different, that one thinks different. You have to merge the two. And all of them must agree and become one in the spirit. Then heaven will open upon them. So he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains what? Because your angel will now be looking at the father. I'm teaching heavy stuff. Oh, I'm helping you so that one day you know how to select a man. Yeah. Any man comes to you, look at them, and you do like this. Ah, everybody, pa. Hey, baby. What two now? So, I'm going to no. Oh, yeah. Hey, girl, no, I'm going to say, I'm here. Son of a say, hey, I was saying, maybe I said, maybe I didn't say, oh, yes, I'm by you. Because I'm my baby, repair. Then my tattoo, I'm going to go. Oh, bro, I want to ask you. Oh, now, bro, I want to ask you. So, I'm going to go. Oh, baby, nibusu hui. Jesus. But if you will not listen, take one or two others along so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. This is for you to be great and for you to bind and to lose. So you cannot have offenses and be binding and losing. Now watch this. If there are two couples in the church fighting or there are issues in the church, I can't sorry ni niya. That's why Jesus is addressing it to the apostles to make sure, say, the church is in harmony with the spirit. The church is not administration. It's heavenly ordinances. God works with ordinances. Church is done by ordinances. It's doing a communal administration. Yeah, we need it because of our human affairs. We need it because of human affairs to bring some level of stability. But God runs the ministry with ordinances, not administration. So administration is the human part of us. And even with the human part of it, you need a man filled with the spirit. Or see, if he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector. Meaning you have to now take him out of the congregation. Because, I tell you the truth. I fed your OC. I fed mechanic question. Yes, you church is anyone near you, yeah. Chaunsa, Chaunai, you were ni, Unia, Bonia, friend, Kachan, Wantiasia, Fanuko, two, three witnesses, and Peninsula, Fanuka, so and Peninsula, sorry, Munini Frim, Afumu, Ochenia, and Osa, fed ye, mechanic question. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Unia, because at that time your angel is positioning before God. To cast a bind, the angel will be sent on your behalf. The reason why the angels face God is for them to be sent on your behalf. So, both on Jenny and Minima, Yentumin Sumano. Inti mejana me bom paya. Demi ya no se. Bofu a onja nyami nim no. Meme bofu onja nyami nim de plead. Eh plead. Ya. Jesus. Kasi Jesus. Hallelujah. I will tell you the truth. Whatever you banish, I banish. Call 19. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. Into greatness, bako, shehun chere chere sa. Binding and losing. She di hi ansa na wa binding. It's no losing. Yeah. So to bind and to lose. The second way to gain authority to bind and to lose is praying consistently. Without consistency in prayer, it means that you are not in line to bind and to lose. Romans 12, the verse number 11 to 12. Huh? Romans 12, 11 to 12. Never be lacking in zeal. Be joyful in affliction. Consistent in prayer and are faithful in prayer. Being joyful in affliction and in hope. And then being consistent in prayer. If you don't have that kind of lifestyle, you don't have the authority to bind and to lose. So it's not about the saying. It's not about scripture basis, Debbie. It's not about you knowing that doctrine. If you are not a praying man, you can't bind and lose. You can't. See, that's the second way to gain authority to bind and to lose. Now, the third way, which is the last one, is helping the poor and the needy. Yeah, you must be somebody who cares for the needy. Helping the poor and the needy. If you have compassion, then when you bind and lose, because God sees your goodness, He sees your compassion, you can bind and lose, and heaven will also bind and lose. So it's not about the shouting. It's not about the anointing. Yeah, these are the ordinations, the protocols that heaven has laid down. I remember of scripture now. Isaiah 58, 1 to 7. I say, shout it aloud. Do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their rebellion and to the house of Jacob their sins. For day after day, they seek me out. They seem eager to know my ways. God is saying, Isaiah, can we change your phone? I said, darling, don't move here. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. Rebellion. Because you have mercy. I said, so easy to ban and to lose. That's what the current church is doing. We are seeking for the ways of the Lord, but we are in rebellion. That's the current church. That's the church of the 21st century. You perceive who are there, no? You are there, but we are in rebellion. I say, shout it out loud. Do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their rebellion and to the house of Jacob their sins. I say, for day after day, they seek me out. So they are seeking God out. But they are in rebellion. They are even doing it day after day. And don't say, yeah, prayer marathon. Yeah, 100 days of fasting. But still, God is not moving. Because there's a rebellion. And I'm going to show you that rebellion. I say, they seem eager to know my ways. They seem eager. They are eager. And you will say, Apalato, shut up. This, you are seeming eager to know my ways. I say, as if they were a nation that does what is right and has not forsaken the commands of its God. I see they are seeking to know my ways. They are eager to know my ways. But omo ye ti se ni ase niya. Omo de. Omo ye de esefata. So the 21st century is behaving as if say, ye ye de esefata. But you never say, ye tough and change. But that's how you are behaving. I see, as if they were a nation that does what is right and has not forsaken the commandments of his God. They ask me for just decisions and seem eager for God to come near them. They ask me for what? Just decisions. They say, but in the course of your mamu, your bumper, so I didn't be found. But I miss more movies, I'm saying, be found. Mwaka sama from coin. But Muya said, I'm going to be a pepper. That's what Christian Council need. They pray as if we are in right standing. Yeah. Then a bumper, my gun, a cranny, yeah, so candle, near so co port, near Tinemu, and in the gun, and in the gun, and in a hunchin' a can't cry about yourself. Jesus. I say, they ask me for just decisions and seem eager for God to come near them. I say, why have we fasted? They say, I said, didn't you actually come? Almost actually come. You see the fast you're talking about? That's why I said, I like it. Why have we fasted? They say, and you have not seen it. And they actually come to me. And you've been here to the 21st century church. You actually come 100 days of fasting and prayer, 70 days, 50 days. I say, Why have we humbled ourselves? So they are saying, they have humbled themselves. And you have not noticed it. And you have not noticed. Yet, on the day of your fasting, you do as if you please and exploit all your workers. I say, damn, my children come on. Okay, continue. I say, your fasting ends in quarreling. I say, my come children, you won't talk. You see offense? Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife. I say, and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. You see why we cannot bind and loose? So binding and losing is not that simple. It's not that simple. You cannot entertain offense. You cannot have any sense of offense and think that God will hear you. Say, I'm binding, I'm losing, heavy will respond. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife and striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. So sometimes I check on who you answer. Check who you answer. I say, is this the kind of fast I have chosen? Only a day for a man to humble himself? Is it only for bowing one's head like a reed and for lying on sackcloth and ashes? Is it that what you call a fast? A day acceptable to the Lord? That's what it is. Check sackcloth. Never be sensitive. I'm missing the hand. We near the other day. We fasting day, Nippon of a jab on me, or say a day. Because I'm on them on the moon. And then I don't even know you're fasting, and then I Jimmy, Jesus. No, I mean, say, oh, Jimmy, a dog. It would you call me, oh, wait, go baby. Me, I warm up. I ask this to sis. Oh, Papa, yeah, no. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Papa, you knew you're a can hear, because I said. And I'm sure I say, anyone never have children come with me, see. Never understand. Now, we're going to Ocasson and Ubi. Now, maybe say, why don't you suffer? No, now, over half of the cake. No, yes, I said, because I suffer in China, children, dear. Sure, I both read the mass of a report of the choir. Oh, no, you see, the angels are sent to churches. They are the co-concern number one. Co-concern. Oh, who sent to Quakosua? Oh, no, I'm going to catch them fast. I'm going to say, to lose the chains of injustice, binding and losing, and to untie the cords of the yoke, and to set the oppressed free and break every yoke. Okay, King James Nakasa. I say, and to lose and to bind. I say, is it not the fast I have chosen? To lose the bands of wickedness and to undo heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke. Yeah. To lose the bands of wickedness, to lose, to undo the heavy burdens. Go to 7. I say, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry? Watch this. I feel quite naive. I say, is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter when you see the naked and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood? Helping the needy. Compassion. If you don't have compassion, you have what is up there. So there are many Christians who don't have compassion, but they are fasting. their brain, they are eager to know the ways of the Lord, but they don't have compassion. That's why you don't care about a soul going to hell. Yeah. We are a child of God, but you don't have any care for a soul that is perishing. How much of a child of God are you? I don't care about a soul that is perishing. How can you call yourself a child of God? So you don't have compassion. Because, oh, compassion, sharing your food. Once one can be rich and give. It's not about being rich. Kakra na wano share. Kakra na wano check. Who to me talk about the hand of Ghana? Obi here 20 Ghana, they did it. Toman nundi. Toman nundi. Share your little. And yet about Sikano, and about Jano, it's about the compassion. Helping the needy and the poor. This is it. How many of you have compassion? So these are the three major levels of gaining authority to bind and to lose. First, overcoming offenses. Secondly, praying consistently. And thirdly, having compassion or helping the poor and the needy. So who needs any mammy and sawyer? Osoro, whom binding man in tea da? Whom lose man in tea da? On yet. Mabuao. So, Janasu. We are going to pray that God cause us to rise in the power of your spirit.
Amen.
How many of you want God to cause your house to rise? Yeah. I told you, said the lifting up of God's house is not about giving you money and wealth, it's about causing you and your household to become worshippers of Him. So, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and every other thing. You see? So, there's an assurity already on wealth and prosperity and blessings.
Amen.
But I say, but if He does not lift you up in the power of His Spirit, which is to cause you and your household to rot righteousness, and to lose wickedness, and to bind the yoke of burdens. Is somebody get what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Yeah. Your rising is futile. There are many Christians who have risen for nothing. They are just rich. That's all. They are just rich. If you go deeper into their life, their household is not a place of worship. And if you are not careful, if you go into their heart, they are like Solomon backsliding. But may God cause you to rise by the Spirit.
Amen. Jesus.
So we are in the matter of Zimpejanuma Pacho Tunomono. Tunesa.
Yeah.
Because we are praying.
Oh, yeah.
It's part of prayer. If you don't, I'm telling you. Yeah. People don't know this, that Christians are the spiritual Israelites. Now, Israel must fight the physical battle. We must fight the spiritual battle. That's what Nyamia Chento Kwanafa. That's it. Physical Israel. See, I took bomb in the crew. Bomb in the tomato. Yeah. And Chevy, I'm not sure about Yesu Christmas also. And she's been here. By Nessie, see ya. Meaning we have the authority and the power. Say every hold,
every altar,
every power
from the kingdom of darkness,
binding me in the power of wickedness. Say any form,
and any source
of wickedness,
operating
against me and my household. Say by divine authority. Let that wickedness
lose his hold
over my life
and my family.
Shall lose your hold.
Lose your hold.
You evil power. Need something very powerful here. Say by divine authority.
I invoke
the altar
of heaven
over my life
and my household.
Any altar
in my bloodline
contending
against my rising
my God
and my father.
Let them scatter
by fire.
Say the power of God.
Touch me now.
Say God.
Rekindle your fire.
And scatter.
Every evil altar.
In my bloodline.
Contending.
Against me.
So
my God.
And my father.
Let the force.
Of the enemy.
Scatter by fire.
In the name.
Every gathering.
Of the wicked.
Against
my destiny.
Let them scatter.
By fire.
In the name.
Of the Lord Jesus.
Can we do the binding and the losing? We are now going to lose. Mommy Isaiah, the last scripture now you use here and give it to me. Hallelujah. Now, you can't see wickedness out here. Okay, wickedness is formed in two things. It is formed in the iniquity of your bloodline.
I hear you.
It is formed in the iniquity of your bloodline, wickedness. That is why Africa cannot rise. The entire Africa to me rise because there is wickedness in our bloodline.
Yeah. I hear you.
Huh? In our race of black people, even in black America, you could see that they cannot rise. There's a contention because there's a race, there's an iniquity in our bloodline. Your friend, the bones of wickedness, it has a hold over us. Again, yeah. We are going to pray this prayer. Two prayers. Please be in the spirit. I see. Is this not the kind of fasting I have chosen? Now, the kind of fasting I have chosen is to do what? To lose the chains of injustice. Injustice is done by iniquity.
I hear you.
By the spirit of iniquity, you do injustice. Then it creates the bond of wickedness. To untie the cords of yoke. You see? It binds you. Into no matter what to do, you see, say, there's a limitation. Shadebio. Instead of saying, Ebia, Obeshan and Missan of Facing, no, I didn't hear because issues be all. Your friends say iniquity and equity side and amount. Obey you attention if you pull. Sometimes the devil can use silly things like provision. Because you have to provide for family, you can't move forward. So you are living to provide. If you pray for the door to open, you have to provide. Because of provision, you can't go for it. Your friend, there's a mystery of iniquity that is taking place. There's iniquity be at the air cause. Is somebody getting the picture? So, may God lose.
Jesus.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Say in the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Anything.
Anything.
Any evil covenant.
Any evil covenant.
Working against me.
Working against me.
I untie.
I altar.
And I break it down.
And I break it down.
By divine authority.
By divine authority.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Of the Lord Jesus.
Wahamanati. Oh, Wahamanati. Oh, Wahamanati. Siaboka. Wahamanati. Wahamanati. Oh, Wahamanati. Oh, Wahamanati. Siaboka.
Siaboka.
Siaboka. Jesus. Siaboka. Onyama Jesus. Siaboka. Jesus. Siaboka.
How many of you? How many of you are liking the praise month?
Ah.
When you people think you are just singing, eh? I'm not doing it anyhow.
Yes.
Pastor, we are praising ourselves out of
yeah,
trouble.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. When men are crying, we shall be laughing.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. When men are weeping, we shall be rejoicing.
Amen.
Oh yeah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We're in the month of praise. So we are doing the needful for our God to know that He is our only God.
Yes.
Is somebody here with me?
Yeah.
What's that prophet? Come here, sir. David is a ohene, ohene. Or someone who to my pie. Ohene, you be an ohene on my side. Master, there are things that God looks at you. You celebrate Him this way, you praise Him this way, He moves Him. May you see the glory of God this week.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, I'm trading my sorrow. Oh, I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, 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 yes, Lord,
yes, Lord, yes, Lord,
yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I'm trading my sorrow. Oh, I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord.
Somebody give the Lord a shout.
I'm trading my sorrow. Oh, I'm trading my pain. Oh, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
We are in the month of praise. Hallelujah. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives. We are dwelling in the house of the Most High God forever and ever. Tell five people, don't forget about the teachings and the word you heard.
And that concludes today's powerful sermon. Thank you for joining us, and remember to make God's word a standard for your life. Stay tuned for more thought-provoking messages on our social media handles on Facebook and Instagram at City of Consecration Ministries, and our audio streaming platforms on AudioMac and Spotify at Prophet Emmanuel Osei Akoto Podcast and YouTube, or call 030-398-0200 or visit our website at cocministries.com. Until next week, may God's peace and blessings be with you. Amen.